Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Arsenal Women Askcast with me, Tim Stillman, and my co-host Pippa Moni. Pippa, how's it going?
Really good. I'm really excited for the new season.
Yeah, same here. And we're actually recording this from London Colney, actually, in the interview room. And we've got like a really nice like Fly Emirates and Adidas background.
Rwanda?
Yeah, we feel like a couple of new signings who've like just come to do a medical or something. But the reason we're here, we've done a couple of interviews, which you'll hear later on this podcast. I spoke to goalkeeper Manuela Zinsberger. Pippa spoke to Katie McCabe as well, and we'll talk to them a little bit. But obviously, we're previewing the Emirates Cup on Sunday, which will feature the Arsenal women for the first time as they take on their new feeder club, Bayern Munich.
I love that you said feeder club.
Well, of course, we've got six players now who used to play for Bayern Munich. Manuela, one of them. Which kind of gives the game quite a strange vibe, but quite an interesting vibe at the same time.
I'm really excited for her as a new signing because, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I got to meet her at the Champions League final, and she is super confident and super buzzing for this season, and she's really confident that we're just going to retain the title, win the Champions League and win everything.
And I have to say, that came across when I just spoke to her at the time of recording. I spoke to her about 15 minutes ago, and like she's got like a really nice positive vibe, and that's something our Bayern fan Sven says in his interview. In fact, unfortunately, I think he said it after we finished recording, but he said, like, with Manuela, you're not just getting a good goalkeeper, you're getting like a really good person in the dressing room. And I think that really comes across, and I think that obviously came across when
you get that vibe from her. She's really, it's a lovely woman and great vibe. I'm really looking forward to see her behind, in between the sticks.
Yeah, and when I spoke to her, you know, she said I'm very loud, is what she said, which is a good thing for a goalkeeper, obviously. I think, why don't we roll that interview with Manuela now, since we're talking about her. Here's the interview with new Arsenal goalkeeper, Manuela Zinsberger, who, all things being equal, should start on Sunday. Okay, Manuela, first question. Your Arsenal debut against your old club at Emirates Stadium doesn't get much better than that, surely.
First of all, I'm glad to be here. Amazing game on Sunday. Hopefully we will win against FC Bayern Munich, but at first of all, I'm really glad to be here. And we had a lot of fun in the first week, a lot of work, hard work, but I'm really happy. And when I will get my debut on Sunday in the Emirates Cup, it would be fine, but at first of all, I want to win.
Anna, have you spoken to any of your former teammates about this game yet?
Yeah, of course. I spoke with a lot of players from Bayern Munich. I'm happy to see them again. But I said them as well that I want to win, but with my new club. they said that they want to win as well. But I think we are better.
And you said, you know, there's been a lot of hard work so far with pre-season. You guys have been back a week and a half, is that right?
Yeah, we were starting at the, I think, 15th of July, but less people than normal because of the World Cup. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like different to the German league. Also, the German training, it's so different. And I have to prepare my body. But it feels good, and I'm looking forward to the next weeks.
And what has pre-season looked like so far for you guys? What kind of things have you been doing day to day in this kind of early part of pre-season?
Yeah, at first we was coming together and then had some tests to see which level your body has. But then we had like also like conditional tests, and then, yeah, growing up as a team on the pitch as well. But yeah, I think you cannot do that much in the first week because you had like holidays before, so you had like growth, like little steps. But I think yeah, we have to keep on working till the whole team is together. But yeah.
And what has this summer looked like for you? Obviously, you've had to move from Munich, I take it, to London. What's that's a big change for you. You were at Bayern for quite a long time. What's that been like for you so far?
Yeah, it wasn't that easy, but yeah, I was really looking forward to new step, to see a new culture, a new club, a new traditional club as Arsenal was. I was really happy to can join this club, and yeah, it wasn't that hard for me because Viktoria Schnaderberg is an Austrian player and she's one of the closest friends for me, so she helped me a lot, and so yeah, feel a little bit at home.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you're one of six former Bayern players in the Arsenal squad now. I mean, I take it you spoke to certainly Vicky and the likes of Lisa and Vivian before you came, and obviously you've come here with Jill and Leonie as well. I understood that last summer when Vicky moved here, you came with her.
Yeah.
Is that right, to kind of help her settle in? Was that when you first kind of thought that a move to Arsenal might be on, or was that just purely to kind of help Vicky settle in?
No, it was like that. I helped her the first week just with the moving stuff and everything else, and yeah, she told me a lot of the club, she told me a lot of the practicing stuff about the individual plans and stuff like that, how they work on the pitch, but just about the field players, because she's a field player. But I was like interested. It was just like, oh, I want to join some days, I want to join an English club, but I don't know when, because I had to get an offer as well. But yeah, a few months later, I got a call, and then I was like, yeah, maybe we'll meet us, and yeah, now I'm here.
Anna, what was it, do you think, that not just you, that has attracted all of these players from Bayern Munich to Arsenal?
What does it mean?
What is it that you think has attracted you all to come? What was kind of when you were thinking, or when you had the offer to come to Arsenal, what was it that you think made you all want to come here?
Yeah, it's just like the English part of how do they practice, how do they play, about the league as well. So I think that the league is close to the German league, because look at the league now, Manchester United, yeah, Man City, every club. But yeah, I think like the difference, how they work, I think that was what would be the most part, like, to change a club.
And for Arsenal fans who haven't seen you play before, what kind of goalkeeper are you?
Yeah, I think I'm a modern goalkeeper. I try to play with both legs, so I prefer my right, but also my left one isn't that bad. I hope so. But yeah, I want to play with the team. I'm not a goalkeeper like the old ones who are standing in the goal and just waiting for the balls. No, I want to have the ball as well. I want to help the team. I want to be active. And so I think that's me on the field. Also be loud. Yeah, I have to learn the language on the pitch, like the codes or how to help the team, how to coach the team. But then I will be like a loud one, like to coach it. Like, I'm there. I want to show the team that I'm like, help them in the back. So I want to show them that I'm there. So I'm not quiet.
Yeah, yeah. No, Sven, our Bayern Munich fan who was on, he said to us that you might give the fans a little bit of a heart attack sometimes coming out and kind of taking players on and things like that. But I think that really seems to fit with what Joe Montemurro wants with Arsenal, certainly.
Yeah, sometimes you have to catch me. But yeah, it's different in the German league, because I was talking with Leanne about like the league and stuff like that, and she was like, yeah, you have to be like not that high, because in the English league they are shooting from, I think, 30 meters, and you're never going to see that in the German league. I think in the whole season, two shots from 30 meters. And I think in the English league it's like in every game. So that is why I have to complete my high distance, maybe like 5 meters in the back, and then I'm sure. But I have to think about it, and that when I have to make this to my strength as well, then it should be good.
And I'm interested in what Joe's said to you about how he sees your role, because last season he kind of came in and sorry, Van Veenendaal was the undisputed first choice. Then he signed Pauline Perreault-Magnin, and there was a bit of rotation between the goalkeepers, although he mainly played Pauline, I think, because of how she is with her feet.
Yeah.
Has he said anything to you about how he sees the two goalkeepers interacting between you and Pauline? Will he continue that rotational policy or have a solid first choice?
Yeah, I think we need two good goalkeepers. Obviously, I think Pauline is also a very good goalkeeper. I was watching some games, but she's different to me. I think that's also a good part to have like different goalkeepers. It's also like every team is different. So maybe I can play this game, she can play this game. And you have to think about, we have FA Cup, Conti Cup, Champions League and the league as well. So who can play this kind? You have to need like two fit goalkeepers. And so I think it's like, who is the best in the training? Who has the best game skills? I don't know. I think it's an open game. I hope so. And yeah, I will give the best to play every game. But when Pauline is going to play, I will support her since the first minute. And yeah, I think that's the most important thing, to complete each other. And to, yeah, I think when she's going to play, I have to support her. Otherwise, she had to do the same. And I think also like the connection between the two goalkeepers. I was training with her today, and it was quite a lot of fun, and I think it fits.
Yeah, she's a good character. In terms of the Bayern team we might see on Sunday, Bayern probably similar to Arsenal in that they've had a lot of players away at the World Cup who won't be there, but they've got a lot of good young players coming through. In Jens Scheuer, they've got a coach who's got a reputation for bringing young players through. Which players do you think fans who are going to the game on Sunday from Bayern should they look out for?
Yeah, there are a lot of players. You can start in the back, you can end in the front. It's like a big club as Arsenal as well, and I think like I cannot put like one player out. It's just the whole team. I like the team a lot. It's gonna change a lot. Also, like the coach who said it before, the athlete coach, the co-coach. It was like changing a lot, and hopefully it fits together. And yeah, they will play a good season, but hopefully it's not gonna start on Sunday, because then we were gonna win. And yeah, it's just like the whole team, everyone is good. You have like Bayern Munich, you have Arsenal. It's like not like players at this level and players at this level, it's like quite similar. And so yeah, you have a lot of, I don't want to put one out. It's like you have to see that game, because it's like two good teams playing each other, and I think it will be in the Emirates Cup. It will be amazing.
And my final question, the Champions League final next year in Vienna
with Arsenal. Yeah, perfect.
Yes, yeah,
you will come too.
Of course. I'm all the games, man, Molly. You'll get sick of the side of me very quickly. Is that an extra motivation for you, that the fact that the next Champions League final is in your hometown?
I think motivation for the Champions League, you don't need it, because Champions League is the highest part, playing as a soccer player. And yeah, obviously playing a Champions League final at home in Vienna, at home I have to say Vienna because it's close to me, and yeah, it would be amazing, because my family, everyone can be there, everyone can watch that game, and yeah, it's not that long travel, just like 40 minutes. And yeah, it would be amazing, but at first we have some other steps, and we have to grow as a team, and then we can think about the first league game, the first FA Cup, first Conte Cup, Champions League, and then we're going to think about the final. But I think that's like laid down.
Okay, fair enough. I'm still looking forward to it anyway. Manuela, thanks very much.
Thank you too.
Okay, so now you've heard from Manuela Zinsberger, one of six players who's one of three players actually who's come over from Bayern this summer. The game on Sunday, Emirates Stadium, is the first time, Pippa, that Arsenal women have played at Emirates for 6 years. They did it once in 2012, once in 2013 as well. How excited are you, someone who, like me, watches them at Boreham Wood all the time, for you know, more people to see this team?
Obviously, I'm really excited. I've always wanted to see the Arsenal women play at the Emirates, only because of, for me personally, for like location reasons, it's so much easier for me to get to because I go there pretty much every weekend. But at the same time, I don't think it's a great idea if the stadium's not full. So I'm really hoping that everyone's taken on board at the fact that the Arsenal women are starting early, the early kickoff, and that everyone gets down to the Emirates so they can see how good this team are, because they are the champions of England. So I'm hoping that everyone gets down there, and I'm really excited to see them play. Obviously, there's a lot of new players, as you mentioned, so I'm not sure we're going to get the traditional Arsenal performance, because a lot of them are going to be playing with each other for the first time, but I'm still excited.
And of course, like, the girls that were away at the World Cup won't be playing, and that'll be the same for Bayern as well, so we'll probably get a few young players in the team as well, and like I said, that's going to be the same for Bayern, who you know, they've got a lot of the German team, for example, and Bayern they've got loads of new players, they've got a new manager as well. It's a real kind of season of upheaval, summer of upheaval at the moment for Arsenal. But also, you know, Arsenal have got the chance, it just really makes me feel like the new season's coming. And I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about the Champions League as well.
I'm so excited. I don't normally follow I follow Champions League football on TV, of course, but this season I really feel like I'm going to get up and out there and be travelling to the away games, and that's what's exciting me more, to follow them around Europe and see how well they do.
Yeah, and actually they're not, I think they're not going to be seeded, right? So they could draw Lyon or Wolfsburg straight off the bat, which on one hand, like, I don't know if I want that or not, because on one hand that'll be huge, but on the other hand, you know, I'd like them to get a bit more of a run before getting.
I know, but
like
Lyon,
that.
Though, we all know how dominant they are, especially Champions League winners 4 years in a row. So I hope that doesn't come up. But you know, it's always good to have like a tough competition to start off with, get them out of the way. But yeah, that's a real tough one.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, watching the girls at the Emirates on Sunday. I mean, unfortunately, I think the crowd's going to be a little bit lower than even for like normal Emirates Cup games, and that's not really a reflection on the women. I think it's more of a reflection on the men's side.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I mean, even if it's like 15,000-20,000,
that's still good. You can still get a nice atmosphere, a nice sound, but in a 60,000 plus stadium, because I don't know if you know, they've increased the capacity at the Emirates right now. So 60,000 plus, it's only 15,000. It sounds good, but realistically it's not that great.
Yeah. And so if you're listening, and if you're going, or if you haven't got tickets yet, there's plenty left, I think.
Yeah,
like, honestly, go and watch the girls and then just go.
No, don't go
if you don't want to watch like Arsenal Lyon. Like, you know, I think it would be brilliant if there were like, you know, 40,000-50,000 people watching the women and they all just go no. but yeah, I mean, personally, I'm still really excited about it. It's been a long time, and hopefully this won't be the last time either.
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, I've noticed that a lot of teams now in the WSL are playing their games, like their main games, at the men's stadium. So I feel like that will be a feature throughout the season, especially things like the North London Derby or Man City v Man United, or even Arsenal v Man United. I feel like those games will be played at men's stadiums.
Yeah, and that will be. I think there's a lot of opportunity there for, you know, where there are games where the girls and the men are at home on the same weekend, and
that'd be perfect.
Yeah. So I think there's some potential for some double headers, but I think a lot of that will depend on the turnout on Sunday.
Yeah. So get down there.
exactly. But why don't we get a bit of a perspective on our opponents for Sunday? Because you know, obviously everyone's heard of Bayern Munich, but I appreciate that Bayern Munich Frauen, as they're known. Sorry, I've probably butchered that because I don't speak German. And you know, we've signed all these players from Bayern over the last kind of 2 to 3 years, and to get a real perspective on life at Bayern at the moment and why all these players are leaving. I spoke to their photographer, a really, really nice guy called Sven, and he gave us a really, really nice kind of perspective on what's going on over in Munich at the moment. So here's my chat with him from last week.
Okay, welcome back to the Arsenal Women Arsecast, looking ahead to Arsenal versus Bayern Munich this Sunday in the Emirates Cup. The first time, of course, that Arsenal Women will take part in the Emirates Cup at Emirates Stadium. Very exciting. They're going to be playing Bayern Munich, obviously a big name in their own right, not just in men's football, but in women's football in Germany as well. Arsenal have become familiar with Bayern over the last couple of years because, quite frankly, we've taken a few of their players, and I thought it would be really interesting to get a Bayern perspective. And for that, I'm delighted to be joined by Bayern Munich fan, photographer as well, Sven Beyerick. Sven, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
Absolute pleasure. Now, like I said, Arsenal and Bayern have formed a bit of a relationship over the last kind of couple of years. Total of five players in the current Arsenal squad who've come over from Bayern, and two different Arsenal managers that have done that as well, interestingly. First off, why do you think so many players have made this move from Bayern to Arsenal? Do you think it's purely financial, or is there something else that perhaps causes some concern for Bayern fans?
Well, first of all, I would have to come up with a counter question because I would be interested in your opinion about that. Why Arsenal is so obviously eager to getting players from Bayern Munich, and obviously not only from Bayern Munich, but only also a few players from the Netherlands. So,
yeah. So, the Netherlands link, a lot of it is to do with the agency they're represented by, which is called Flow Sports, who handily happen to represent our manager, Joe Montemurro. So that's where some, not all, of the Dutch link comes from. It's just a simple agency thing. As for the Bayern thing, I honestly don't really know. So Joe has taken four players now from Bayern, and before him, you know, we had Lisa Evans and Vivian Miedema who have come as a bit of a pair. So I don't know if it's just maybe Arsenal just happened to have a scout who lives near Munich and it's quite convenient, or whether they've spotted a weakness financially. I don't have like an inside track on that. What do Bayern fans think about this?
Well, first of all, I go with the financial point. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I personally think that players like Leo Maier or Jill Roard, Manuela Zinsberger, probably can earn some more money than they would have at Bayern. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know the figures, so just a guessing from my side. And maybe it's also because, you know, how players are doing, they just talk to each other. Players talk maybe to Schnatterbeck, they talk to Tabea Kemme, maybe they still have a link to Lisa Evans, and of course they have one too with Miedema, and then they say, how are you going, how is it Arsenal, and then it's one word after the other, and then saying, well, if you have to more or less to leave Bayern, so why not talking about joining the Arsenal?
Yeah, and one thing I do know, for example, is that when Vicky Schnatterbeck came over, Manuela Zinsberger is her international teammate as well, and they go back a very long way. And when Vicky Schnatterbeck moved to London, Manuela Zinsberger came with her, in terms of helping her to settle in and everything. Now, I don't know if that was because of anything Arsenal did or whether she was just helping her friend, but I'm thinking that, you know, conversations were probably had at that point. So I think you're quite right. And obviously Jill Roard with Netherlands is very friendly with a number of Arsenal players because we have so many Dutch players. So I think you're right. I think there's probably a sense that players talk. But I mean, for Bayern, it's not just the three players this summer that Arsenal have signed. Bayern have had a real overhaul. Quite a few players have left quite a few players have come in. Long-serving manager has gone. New manager has come in. Now Bayern have finished second to Wolfsburg for the last 3 years. Is there a sense that Bayern really needed to do this kind of overhaul to maybe reset a bit and challenge Wolfsburg again?
I think there's a mix. From what I have heard is that actually not that many players would have need to leave Bayern if Bayern would really would have been eager to give them a new contract.
Okay.
Or maybe it was pure speculation of saying, well, we're not extending your contracts yet because we're hoping to get better players replacing you. But in the end, they ended up not getting better players. But meanwhile, the players who have left now have looked otherwise. Yeah? So that could be one. I mean, for example, Gina Lewandowski was a bit unfortunate because she extended her contract with Bayern, but the official announcement was that she is leaving Bayern for personal reasons. Mm. Lucy Wonkova obviously was her wife ended her career, so going back with her to the Netherlands, that's two. Anna Gerhardt could never really break into the first squad, moving to Jobine. Melanie Behringer ended her career. So in the end, you're ending up with Zinsberger, Roth, Rolfe, Meyer, and Debritz. And if you look where they have moved to, it's obviously also about the money. For example, if you look at Leonie Meyer, when she got her farewell flowers and before the last home match against Freiburg, she was full of tears. So she obviously didn't really want to leave the club. She wanted to stay. I believe that some other players wanted to stay as well, but as I said, and then there's a new coach coming. So
and Sarah Debritz is a really interesting one. She's a player Arsenal were very interested in at the beginning of this year. I mean, I think a lot of clubs were because they knew her contract was running down. I know Arsenal spoke to her, or at least that's what I'm told. Chelsea spoke to her as well, I think. So she was very, very in demand. But you know, like I said, Bayern have brought some really good players in as well, including Linda Dolman, who is another player that Arsenal were very interested in about a year ago. Can you talk about some of the players that Bayern have signed this summer and what you think of them?
Basically, I believe the biggest signing Bayern have done is Julia Quinn, who was just named a young player of the recent Women's World Cup. Honestly, I can't wait to see her in a red dress. I'm really looking forward to see her. I discovered her was during an under 17 tournament when I've seen her the first time, and from that moment on I said Bayern need to sign her, and we are now 3 years on, and she finally will play for Bayern this season. Really looking forward to see her because she's an absolutely great talent. Linda Dahlmann is a great player, was a great player at Essen. She probably should replace Melanie Behringer. And Amanda Ilestedt was, Amanda Ilestedt, the Swedish international, was signed after Gina Lewandowski announced that she would leave. It's basically replacing her. Ilestedt is in Germany since a few years, I think, so she knows the language, she knows the culture. Should not be a big difference from her moving from Turbine to Bayern, unless there's bigger, more competitive squad than maybe at Turbine. And then Karina Schlüter, goalkeeper, was signed up, I would say as a backup maybe. She showed a great match in the second leg of the last season against Bayern.
Yes.
And Bayern couldn't come away with a win, but it was a draw. And Schlüter showed a massive game. So yeah. She certainly will be a good backup for Laura Bankert. But maybe the fight for number one position is open. I don't know what the plans of the new coach are, but Laura Bankert played for Freiburg, so the new coach will know her well. And then there are two youngsters from the reserve team coming in. One is Gia Gorle, an under 17, under 19 international, as well as Laura Donhauser. Latter actually played against England at the under 19 Euros.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that actually. I watched that that game against Sand when Schlüter played, and that, and obviously that one all draw was hugely damaging for Bayern's title aspirations. Yep. Am I right in saying Schlüter had already signed for Bayern at that point, or at least it had already been agreed?
It must have been around that time, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was announced before, and it was basically like to show what she's was like. I show you what I'm capable of.
Yeah. And yeah, I was going to come on to the young players, you know, Gia Corley and Laura Donhauser, who are very highly rated. And obviously the new manager, Jens Scheuer, who has come in from Freiburg, you know, he forged a real reputation there for bringing through young players. And I'm sure looking at, you know, Bayern are looking at the likes of Julia Gwynn, you know, Corley and Donhauser to kind of, you know, perhaps refresh things a little bit. Do you think that's a big part of why Jens Scheuer was appointed, because of his record with young players?
One could see it that way. But also, let's say, Lina Magul was already signed up last season. She played for Freiburg before. If you look at the recent national team roster at the World Cup, I think that overall there have been 7 players who have come through the ranks of Freiburg, which is quite a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, one has to say, and I personally believe that you might have the same problem in England, the amount of coaches familiar with women's football or with coaches wanting to coach in women's football and have the right qualification and have a reputation are really, really limited. And so it's in Germany, and like when Bayern took Jens Scheuer, Daniel Kraus from Essen, he moved to Freiburg. So that's basically like a carousel was just tipped off and made around. So there's you always have the same coaches in the foreign Bundesliga. So I also want to believe that Scheuer was brought in for his tactical abilities, not only for bringing through young players, but also for his technical abilities.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that as well, actually, because what I think is quite interesting is I started to watch a few Bayern games at the end of last season when I knew that we were taking a few players, and what kind of struck me from the couple of games I watched, you know, like against Barcelona, and I think I watched a game against Essen as well, and the one against Sand. And what kind of struck me was that the way under Thomas Vorla, that you know, Bayern attacked a lot through the flanks. Fridolina Rolfo, who I think is a brilliant winger on the left-hand side, you know, Sara de Brits or Bierenstein, the Dutch forward, on the right-hand side, and that Bayern were quite direct and they were quite quick to play through those wide players. Do you expect, and obviously some of those players have left now, and there's a new coach. Do you expect Scheuer to change the style? Because I know at Freiburg he played a bit more of like a pressing game, or do you think he will keep things largely the same?
No, I think he will change things. And as I said, I want to believe that this is actually one point why he has been brought in. I personally believe that under Tom Werle, through all the years, in the end, Bayern Munich was stuck in a one-way street, so to say, because there was you couldn't really see any tactical developments in the end anymore. I think it was some kind of the end of the road. He basically did a masterpiece by beating Wolfsburg in the second leg of the Bundesliga at home by 4-2. He changed his tactics a bit, put in some different starting lineup, and put on some pressure on Wolfsburg, and it was really astonishing to see what the players did in that match. However, just a few weeks later, during the cup tie between the two, it was complete opposite. It was when we beat Wolfsburg in the second leg game, I thought we will lose the cup game, because you beat Wolfsburg only once a season, you don't beat them twice. And what Bayern needs to do if they want to win the Frauen Bundesliga again, they need to beat Wolfsburg at least once, if not twice. And therefore, I think you need a different tactical approach. And if you watch the first half of the cup final between Freiburg and Wolfsburg, you probably are able to see what Scheuer might could do with Bayern.
Yeah, because Freiburg only lost that 1-0 in the end, so it wasn't, you know, given...
And they were the better team in the first half.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So given the gulf in resources between the two teams and the quality, I mean, I know it sounds a little bit odd to say, but a 1-0 defeat is, you know, I think most people would have expected Freiburg to lose that a bit more heavily.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. And Sven, before I let you go, I just want to close by actually asking you about a couple of the players Arsenal have taken this season. I'm not going to ask you too much about Manuel Zinsberger. The goalkeeping situation is quite interesting at Arsenal, because we had Sari van Veenendaal, who, as she showed at the World Cup, is an excellent goalkeeper.
Absolutely. Great performance from her.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the very few questions Arsenal fans asked of Joe Montemurro last season was the decision to drop her for Pauline Perrault-Magnin, the French goalkeeper we brought in. Everyone thought she was just going to be the second choice. But that didn't end up happening. But I do think Zinsberger will, I think, in Joe's mind, be the first choice. But the two players I really wanted to ask you about were the other two. First of all, Jill Roord, who I think has made a really interesting decision to move to Arsenal, because she struggled to get into the Bayern team because of players like Dubritz and Magul in her position. And she struggles to get into the Netherlands team because of players like Daniel van der Donk and Shanice van der Sanden and Leek Martins. But she's come to Arsenal, who, I mean, she's going to have, to my eyes, the same issue, because we've got Kim Little, Jordan Nobbs, Daniel van der Donk, in you know, who like to play in her position. And so, first of all, I'm interested in whether you think Jill Roord is good enough to break in. I mean, Arsenal will rotate, obviously, but whether you think she's good enough to break into that Arsenal midfield in her favoured position.
First of all, I'm a big fan of, I have to admit, I'm a big fan of Jill Roord as a player. I really would love to have seen her given more playing time at Bayern. I think one reason she left was because she wanted to have more playing time, and she was not happy that she haven't played so many games. And maybe she thinks she can break into the first team squad of Arsenal. But yeah, as you said, PSG definitely will face the same issue as she is facing a Bayern. So I'm not really sure playing wise it was the right decision of her.
Yeah, and you know, I read an interview with her a couple of months ago. She used to wear the number 12 shirt for Netherlands, I think, and she gave that up because she said, "I'm sick of feeling like number 12." And interestingly, the number 12 shirt was vacant at Arsenal, and she didn't take that. She's taken number 14, so I think she's quite conscious. But she'll be up for the fight, which I think Joe really, really likes. And just lastly, I wanted to touch on Leonie Meyer as well, because she can play. I mean, she strikes me as a very Joe Montemurro player. Joe likes to work with quite a small squad, but with lots of players who can play in lots of different positions. Where Arsenal probably really need her, I think, is at right back, where, you know, we lost Alex Scott, we signed Jessica Samuelson, and she had a nightmare time with injuries. And I think he wants to play Tabea Kemmer at right back, but obviously she's having injury problems. So I think he might have Leonie Meyer earmarked as a right back, but. What kind of player is she, and where do you think her best position might be?
Her best position is definitely right back. Mm-hmm. But I think she also can play on the left. For Leonie Meyer, she had her height 2 years ago.
Right.
When she first time she broke into the national team, she definitely was on her height at Bayern. It was a joy to watching her for Bayern playing, and I remember someone called her the Philipp Lahm of Bayern Munich women's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at her height, and if she can reach it again, that's the best to describe her playing.
That's very, very encouraging, indeed. And yeah, I tend, because Arsenal have basically been playing Lisa Evans at right back for the last 18 months or so, and I really, really like Lisa Evans. I think she's a fantastic player, and that's worked really well for us. But I think a little bit more by accident than design, and I think Joe's really keen to let her play in her best position and you know, get a proper right back in there. And I tend to think that's where we'll see Leonie Meyer. Sven, I've kept you for far too long. I'm really, really grateful for you know, the insight that you've provided for this podcast. You have a podcast of your own, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Together with my co-host, Jule, we're running a podcast about women's football. But of course, we are talking in German. So, but if any of your listeners is able to understand German, give us a listen. The name of the podcast is Lottes Erbinnen.
Excellent. We have plenty of German speaking and German listeners. So I'm sure that they'll check that out. Sven, thank you so much for your time. Good luck in the Emirates Cup game on Sunday, and good luck for next season.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
really, really grateful to Sven for his insights and for his time as well. It's really nice when you interview someone and you're the one that has to hang up on them. because
he's got a lot to say.
Yeah. And I have to say, I'd never spoken to him before. So I didn't know how good his English was, but obviously he's German, so his English was great. We also speak to Katie McCabe, and we'll play that interview in a minute. But Pippa, this is the first time you've interviewed Katie,
yeah,
right?
First time I've ever spoken to her. Obviously, I see her all the time, but I've never had a chance to speak to her. Lovely lass.
I love her. Yeah, she's great, isn't she? She's super confident, and she had a great season last season as well. And you know, really, really hope that she can kick on again this season and you know, play as she did last year as well. You know, that would be great. And you know, for her, she's been at Arsenal for 4 years now, mm-hmm. hasn't played at the Emirates yet, so massive deal.
I feel like she's downplaying it a bit, because I feel like this is a massive deal for her, because, I mean, who doesn't want to play at the Emirates?
Exactly. And she's become such an important player,
yeah.
I think, for Arsenal. But like you said, she's like a really good character, mm-hmm. As well. And I think she's got real kind of value in the squad for that. So why don't we hear from Katie McCabe, who Pippa spoke to, and we'll roll that interview now.
Katie, it's great to see you. Hope you had an amazing summer.
Thank you.
You came back early. Any reasons why?
Do you know what? It's non-football related, yeah. But I was moving flat, so I don't look that good on the social media, because the girls were giving me a bit of stick, actually, Dan and Mitch, because they were in the same day, but Pricey only pictured me, because I happened to be in the gym the same time, so I was getting a bit of stick for putting that photo up and getting all the praise. to clarify, the girls were there the two that day. So yeah.
Just get yourself nice and organised before the season starts.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's exciting to be back. Obviously, the World Cup was great to see the girls over in France playing. But for me, I kind of had that itch to get back. I said our 6 week break was too long.
Yeah.
But no, it's good to be back, and to have our first week done is good, and we can just keep pushing on now for the rest of the preseason.
Going into the preseason now, obviously the big debut game is at the Emirates Stadium. How do the players feel about playing at the Emirates?
Do you know what? I was chatting to Kim about it, because I think Kim and like Jordan and Dan are kind of the only ones that played there. So it's more of a bigger deal for like the new players, myself, who's been here, and obviously it's not I've not played there yet. So it's exciting. We know it's going to be great. Obviously, hopefully it's going to be full.
Hopefully
going to be full. Obviously they're coming to see us, not the men. But no, it's a great occasion, and it's a great showcase, and I think it just shows what Arsenal Football Club is about, and the togetherness. Having us playing before the men, it'll be a really nice day.
Yeah,
and hopefully we get some nice weather as well.
It should be. Hopefully the weather keeps up. And you've got some new signings.
Yeah,
Bayern players that have come into.
We're
the
basically
team.
Bayern FC. Yeah.
How is that? How do you think that's going to go down?
No, it's good. I've met Leonie today. That was her first day today. But the girls are great. Even like last year, like Vicky coming in. It doesn't even feel as if they're new.
Just feel like home.
Exactly, yeah. That's because they know half the squad already. But no, it's great. They're our team environment is we mix really well. So it's an easy environment, in my opinion, to come into. And the girls have blossomed already. So onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fair to say that last season was your best season individually.
Hopefully there's more in the tank.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, because now we're going into Champions League football, and how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I got a taste of it when I went on loan to Glasgow, which was great. But for me, it was always the incentive to get Arsenal back into the Champions League, like it's where we should be as a club. So to sign the players we've signed, to obviously have the squad we have from last year and just build on that. I think everyone's just kind of waiting for the draw now to see who we get, so we can obviously set our sights on the start of the league and then obviously Champions League, which is the big one. I can't wait personally. Away days now at the Champions League, yeah. So it'll be great. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I want to touch back on the summer quickly. We saw like a really nice increase of audiences following the women's game, obviously at the World Cup.
Yeah,
and now everyone wants to know if it's going to follow through to women's football down in WSL. And obviously the Boreham Wood is now newly renovated. And
I've still yet to see it, I've seen some pictures of the changing rooms and stuff, so it does look great. Like, but going back to your question, like, obviously the audience, like, it was record numbers, like, I've seen through the BBC and stuff like that, but there's some great games, obviously, at the start of the season now with, like, Chelsea and Tottenham. There's, like, obviously the Manchester Derby, ourselves and West Ham. So, hopefully, it continues to grow and we get people coming and watching us. Even last year, the amount of games that was on TV. Yeah. Like, for me, my family over in Ireland kept looking on the TV and being able to see me play week in, week out was fantastic. So, baby steps, but it's definitely going in the right direction, which is what we all want.
I mean, I've noticed that a couple of more WSL teams are playing games at their men's stadium now. Yeah. So obviously we're the first to do it, the Emirates Stadium and the Emirates Cup, but there's also the big North London Derby that will probably be happening.
Yeah, in Tottenham's new ground. That'll be, I think it's November.
Yeah.
I just got wind of that last week, actually. But no, that's exciting. I've not seen the stadium.
No.
Obviously, it's not as nice as the Emirates.
Obviously.
But no, it's apparently a massive, massive stadium, and yeah, that'll be one to look out for. Obviously, we'll have Chelsea and Man City and stuff before that. But no, North London Derby at
big
Sports
headline.
Stadium. That's a big one. It's bigger than a Stamford Bridge, I guess.
Well, I'm really looking forward to Sunday. We need to tell people that, I'm sure everyone knows already, but we need to remind them that the Arsenal women are opening the act on Sunday at the Emirates
Cup. That's the thing. I feel like, Arsenal Bayern has a better ring to it than... Yeah. Well, I can't really say this. I'll probably get in trouble, but Arsenal-Lyon. No, that's going to be the game. Bayern, we've played them in previous seasons. And they've always been a great test. Yeah. We've a great test of games now coming in. We've, like, Bayern Munich, Barcelona at Boreham Wood, Wolfsburg. So it's going to be a challenging pre-season, but one to obviously get us ready for the Champions League and to obviously retain the league. It's going to be a good season.
It's a big game, so hopefully everyone's down there nice and early.
I'm hoping so. See the stadium full, but it'd be great. All the girls are looking forward to it. Another week to prepare for it now. I can't wait.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I hope you guys smash it.
Absolutely. Thanks a million.
Nice talking to you, Katie.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
That was Arsenal's Irish winger Katie McCabe speaking to Pippa. Pippa, that's three people we've spoken to for this podcast.
A pretty long podcast.
ahead of the game on Sunday. yeah, precisely. And I guess, I don't know, I just want to reiterate to people, you know, really get down there on Sunday, get in your seats by 12:30 and, you know, support this team, because if nothing else for the season they had last year, they really deserve it.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
Okay, excellent. Well, we really hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Arsenal Women Askcast. We will have another one for you probably at the end of August, maybe a kind of season preview. Pippa and I will work that out another time, but we really wanted to put something out ahead of the Emirates Cup, and really big thanks to Arsenal as well and Rebecca James for kind of inviting us down to London Colney so we could speak to a couple of players, and thanks again to Sven for his time and his insights on our opponents Bayern Munich, and we will speak to you next time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.